obviously ambulance vehicles are emergency vehicles. When they're being deployed, they're going to an emergency, and obviously they're bringing people back to hospital. So they're absolutely vital that they don't break down. So of all the vehicles that are out there in the public sector fleet, they're the ones that need to be serviced the most and the ones that need to be replaced the soonest. And what I am alarmed about is the huge number of kilometres up on this this vehicle. And I want to know what has been the practice. I mean, obviously, whenever you have a practice like that where it slips and vehicles are not being replaced, it's only a matter of time before a very serious incident happens. This was a very serious incident, thank God, due to the fact the vehicle wasn't coming in the other direction. There wasn't anybody seriously injured, but there are very serious questions. Like, for example, was the family of the person in that vehicle informed of what had happened? I understand that some of the staff that were there are very traumatised by what happened. Are there staff on leave? There's all sorts of questions that my colleague, Councillor Jerry McMonagall, is pursuing, and indeed he's briefed me on it in detail this morning. He's asked me to raise this issue in the Dáil next week with the Minister, and I certainly will, but I'm going to broaden it out now into an examination of the entire fleet.